Love it or despise it, Sue Stee. Marie's Downtown Plaza seems likely to get a new name. There could be a name change in the future, says Tom Vare, the city's deputy chief administrative officer for community development and enterprise services. It's something we've talked about. Whether we call it a square or whatever, Vare told the December meeting of the Downtown Association's board of directors. As far as the name goes, I do think a shift from Plaza might work in our favor, responded board member Angela Romano. People just think it's shopping only, Romano said. It doesn't really give the idea that it's a community gathering spot. I think the name is important. Another board member, Frank Gocconi, added, you should look for that big sponsor, like GFL. It could be the downtown, somebody. At the same meeting, Vare was asked why the Hub Trail is being relocated away from the Canal District, where millions of dollars has been spent recently. If this was known before the bus terminal relation, why wasn't the approximately $250,000 cost included with the bus terminal relocation cost? Asked the author of the written question, who was not named at the meeting. Just to clarify, Vare said, the Hub Trail isn't being relocated away. We have a spoke on the Hub Trail that goes to the Canal District now, that the city paid for. That's going to continue to be there. I think this is just part of the evolution of the Hub Trail system. It started out as kind of a ring. But now, we've got spokes that connect in different areas of the city, as we build out our active transportation infrastructure. It will continue to evolve. A consultant was recently retained by the city to look at how to address issues posed by the Hub Trail at the Huron Bay Street intersection, Vare explained. It's kind of a tricky intersection there, Vare said. The recommendation came back to route it up a different route, and connect to Carmen's Way through another route that runs along Queen Street West. There will always be that connection along the waterfront into the Hub Trail, Vare said. We look to enhance that part of the trail as well, to make a better and easier connection for people into the Canal District. Vare agreed to have a city liaison representative attend future Downtown Association board meetings.